I'm Ari, and I'm putting Trans America on the table. Today, a friend of mine is getting married. Kenny was a New York City police officer when terrorists crashed a pair of planes into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Kenny became a decorated hero that day, and in fact, he received awards for his heroism on other occasions as well. Kenny often put himself in dangerous situations, not wearing his bulletproof vest or calling for backup when the situation warranted. You see, Kenny was so conflicted about his gender identity that he hoped to die a hero and take his emotional baggage to his grave. When I met Kenny, he had just left his wife and two kids. He had just begun growing out his hair and transitioning to the person he is now. Uncomfortable and unsure of himself, you could see the anxiety. He'd lost his wife, and he was terrified of the day when he could no longer conceal from his young kids who he was. Now happy and confident as Carrie, she met a lovely woman, and today is their big day. And a little bit of wonderful news, Carrie's children will be there with her to celebrate. Another friend, Michael, tried committing suicide. Michael transitioned to Michelle. His girlfriend, Lisa, accepted Michelle completely. Even though Lisa isn't a lesbian, she accepted Michelle and continued to love her. I wish the same thing could be said about Michelle's parents. Her mother told her, "It would have been better if you had just killed yourself." Being transgender is not something frivolous, and transitioning is not something done casually. Oftentimes, a person knows they're different from others and how they are perceived and identified by them, even at a young age and long before they know what sex is. Transitioning requires counseling and serious work. It sometimes means losing those whom you've loved and depended on for support your entire life. Gender identity is often confused with sexual orientation. Kenny and Michael were each heterosexual, and as Carrie and Michelle, they're still attracted to women, whereas another transgender friend, Robin, is attracted to men. This week, at the behest of Donald Trump, the Departments of Justice and Education reversed a policy establishing the right of transgender students to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity in our public schools. The sheer ignorance and bigotry of this action is unconscionable and simply wrong. When former Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee made light of transgender people by saying that he wishes he had known about this when he was a kid so he could go into girls' locker rooms, it actually revealed what the true problem is. The problem is perverts like Mike Huckabee and Donald Trump, people that think with their genitalia but lack the basic humanity and decency to empathize with others. Transgender people don't transition to spite you and certainly not to spite them. They are human beings. They simply want to live their life true to who they are, to love those to whom their heart is drawn, and to go to the bathroom safely. Like every other human being, they deserve the respect of being able to use a bathroom that matches their identity. I'm Ari, and I just put Trans America on the table.